Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 195 of the Nerd Cantina Show. I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to recap this week's nerd news. We'll do a quick entertainment section, discuss the Obi-Wan trailer, followed by some streaming news, and an update to Overwatch. Then we'll jump into some tech, discuss the rebirth of LimeWire, the Earn It Act, some hacking news, space, and robots. Lots to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds.
Nerds!
All right, episode 195. And slow week in entertainment. I guess, you know, everybody's just licking their wounds from the Batman.
People are Batmaned out, man. Like, not much going on.
Yeah, no big movie releases. Really not a big news cycle coming this week for entertainment.
It's not like fucking Sony sitting on Morbius for 2.5 years or anything.
Yeah, and
I want to say I should have been going seeing that movie this week, but they bumped it back again.
Yeah, and I saw some random headline that I didn't even bother reading an article about like Jared Leto talking about how he's amazed by Tom Holland and would love a crossover with Morbius and Spider-Man. Well, of course you would. Because everything Tom Holland touches is a $1 billion movie.
Yeah, like, yeah. The kid is gold, Jerry.
Like, straight up news. Gold. Everybody thinks that. But yeah, we went and we talked to some of our other nerd friends and podcast hosts. We were looking for somebody. The more we talked about Batman, and we talked it even longer than if you listened to last week in our spoiler free, we went, the more I talk about the Batman, the more I realize that I really did not care for the movie.
We were
hoping to find somebody to fight, somebody who loved it, that we could do a quick little fight me and I could convince them that it's just not good.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to scan Twitter and maybe find some podcast host that's just all gung-ho about it. Like, I need to do a deep dive search. It's not that I didn't enjoy the movie. I have thoughts. I have thoughts. It's not a perfect film, and, you know, they have a lot they can improve on and make it better. Like, I'm looking, it made me look forward to two. Like, the way they did this one, it made me look forward to, like, a good second movie. It kind of reminds me of Wonder Woman. Like, the first Wonder Woman wasn't perfect, but you could see, like, a foundation for something decent brewing. And then they just went and shit the bed with fucking...
I was going to say, is that really... So that's the example you use, is Wonder Woman, where the first Wonder Woman, I would say, is better than this movie. And the second one was just a complete train wreck.
Trash. But they could do better.
That's the hope you have.
They could do better. And the fact that they're doing some TV shows tied into it, they can create some depth for the second one without having to use screen time for it. You know, like, that's the one good thing about creating a universe is that you don't have to try to advance a storyline or advance a character all in a 2.5 hour or 3 fucking hour movie. So they can create some more depth to Gotham with the TV show. And I'm trying to give them the benefit of the fucking doubt. I'm tired of arguing with all these DC fanboys all the time. I'm trying to toss them a bone.
Yeah. I mean, I said that I think that the one redeeming quality is the fact that they built out the story and a new spin on the way the villains are. And hopefully then that builds into the bigger universe that's going to play into, you know, HBO Max and not just movies. And we can use that to kind of segue to one of our first topics here in entertainment is, you know, HBO Max going to try to play a little bit of the Disney Plus route of taking the DC properties from the movies, crossing them over into HBO Max, rolling that all to where it's all continuity and builds into new movies. And maybe they'll be successful in that. And HBO Max also then announces that they're going to merge with Discovery Plus to be one app, one service, which is good news for people like me because I sure as hell don't pay for all these things. Like, I like to take credit for when these things happen. I like to believe that my cheap ass.
This is their attempt to get your dollars.
And I'm the driving point. People like me who proved that there's just too many damn streaming services and nobody's paying for Disney Plus or Discovery Plus, and you might as well just merge that content somewhere else.
Well, this is kind of what Disney Plus did with the National Geographic, and I like at some point I just feel like some major billion-dollar company is just going to gobble up most of them, and we're just evolving for like cable 2.0. like that's all we're doing. It's just like evolving into this like cable 2.0. You know, all these Comcast and Time Warner are just going to continue to fight it. I still do have a small problem with like streaming in general. Because I did cut the cord and I went with cable. I got rid of cable for a long time, but ever since Grandma moved into the house and can't figure out how to fucking stream shit, I had to get fucking cable again. I had to go begging back to fucking Comcast because Grandma can't work a goddamn Google remote. And fucking the one thing that I like do enjoy about having cable back again is like streaming isn't always reliable. Like there's plenty of times where I start HBO Max, my internet's fine, I've been gaming and everything's, you know, on the computer and the phones is fine, and like it can't stream in 4K or it's not even in HD sometimes. Like I gotta stop and restart a show all the time so it buffers and gives me a fucking clear picture. Sports is a fucking nightmare because everything's on like a 10-second delay when you're streaming it. So every time I'm watching a game, I'm getting alerts on my phone 10 seconds before they fucking score a touchdown. I'm like, oh, I guess I know what happens on the next fucking play. Like, so like, I don't know if like streaming is the answer, and it's good to see a lot of these services merge because then, like you said, you get more for your buck. You know, I subscribe to most of them anyways, so I could watch these shows so we could talk about them on the podcast. So I don't know where, you know, we're going to sit in like 10 years with all this going on, just because, and not to mention like your fucking internet goes out, you're fucked. Like you're just fucked with the day and age of like digital downloads and stuff like that. Like, man, you are really relying on an internet signal.
Yeah, I mean, you are, but I'm okay with it. If I guess that's why I keep exactly one book laying around.
my cable went out the other week, and I thanked God for going Blu-ray crazy back in the day. I was thanking God. Like, everything was fucking off. I'm like, man, what the fuck am I going to do? I just opened up the case, you know, got 100 and like something Blu-rays from before the download days. And I was like, man, how have I missed you fuckers? I was like, thank God for you. And I think we watched like Planet of the Apes or something because my girlfriend never seen any of them.
All right. Well, I don't have that option. I have close to nothing. So if the internet goes out, I'll be okay. I'll just take out one of my 75 board games I have in the closet. But all right, let's move. I guess really, you know, we can stay in streaming and entertainment. You want to give us your thoughts on the Obi-Wan trailer before we move on? Eventually we're going to see that.
It looks fucking good. Like, I'm not going to lie, and it's coming up quick. Like, I didn't realize that it's going to be here pretty soon. You don't get to, like, uncover much of what the storyline's going to be. They do give hints at, like, Jedi hunting. You know, I get a little frustrated when they're like, you know, we released the first screenshots of Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader, and like they just put up a picture of Darth Vader in the dark with red lightsaber, and it's like that could be anybody. Like that could be
fucking. But it's not.
Like I've seen that at like 50 cons. Like how do I know that's Bob? Like in there, like, you know. So my hopes are up. Only 6 episodes. It's gonna need to just pick up the baton running and really lay down some shit. Do you see everyone up in arms about the Inquisitor?
No, I did not.
So in Rebels and Clone Wars, the Sith Inquisitor has like one of those elongated foreheads, like really, really long. Yeah. fans gotta stop doing this shit, man. They released a trailer. You don't need to go frame by frame, guys. Like, we don't bit of surprise, and like everybody just wants to find everything out before the fucking show comes out. It's like, then why are you even watching the show then? Like if you're fucking playing Sherlock Holmes for fucking 9 months in eight trailers, you know, what the fuck is left when the fucking show airs? But they found the Inquisitor, and this dude has like the ugliest, roundest head that you ever seen in fans are like fans are pissed. Like, and you know, honestly, it's one of those like Sonic the Hedgehog eyes and teeth things where you're like, should we really be mad about this? And then they fix it and you're like, oh yeah, I'm glad people were mad about this. Like, I'm hoping they go back in and like just Photoshop this dude's forehead, like, just make it a little bit longer, because he's such a major character in Star Wars lore, and like the shape of this dude's head just really don't look right, man. Like, it don't sit right with me. It really don't.
That's pretty hilarious. I'm now like Googling images of it, and
do you see the side by side? Tell me he doesn't look funny. Like,
he does, like, but I don't.
I can't take it seriously.
I guess I don't get why he would be that upset about it, though. But I think it's not that far off. I mean,
dude, that head is whatever. Round. That head is round. Like me and you have like regular like.
Ugh.
We
suck. We all suck.
It's not even like they got like a thin-headed person to play it and put a ball cap on him. Like, this dude's got like Costanza round head. Like there's no length to this dude's forehead at all.
And this is what people will judge the show off of.
In two weeks, we're going to do an article on why Obi-Wan was delayed a month and a half so they could fix this dude's fucking forehead.
I know.
Everyone's going to be like, so pissed.
We're supposed to see this in May 22nd. Congratulations, fans. You're now not getting it till August. And it's gonna return as a fucking 1990s cone head.
I'd take cone head over that bowling ball that they're trying to push off is fucking the Inquisitor, bro. It's bad. It's fucking bad.
Over under on, let's call it, 6.5 different instances of deepfakes in Obi-Wan.
Ooh. I'm gonna go under.
All right, one
for budgetary reasons. I think they're gonna go
heavy handed in it because like the
love
because
it.
Well, and yeah, the Skywalker one worked, right? Like it that was not a distraction. They did it, and it wasn't something that like the internet burnt it down, saying like it was the worst thing ever. It ruined Star Wars. Like, it wasn't a distraction.
No,
people
Star
were
Wars has
it.
Been killing the deepfake game since Rogue One.
I'm thinking they're gonna come with a heavy hand.
I just don't know. Who you would do like Harrison Ford? Yeah, Harrison Ford ain't signing up for that shit.
I think you're gonna get a younger Hayden Christensen, although he's pretty grilled up at that point.
He's fine. Yeah, he can age. You know, Ewan McGregor still looks good. Hayden's fine. You know, like the only ones I could see you doing, and I don't know how they would tie it into anything, is like, you know, Lando ain't got nothing better to do.
You know he's bad.
And Billy D's ego could really use the deepfake stroking. Like, ooh, I was handsome. I was so handsome. You know, like, Carrie Fisher's a touchy one. You don't really want to touch that too much. Like, I don't know if they'll do that. You know, like, so you gonna deepfake a Wookiee? Like, can we really tell?
I mean, that's true.
Can we really tell? Like, I just don't know who they would do. You know, like, to get 7? Like, I'm putting the under over at 2.5.
Yeah. All right. We'll go with the under there.
Yeah, I'm going hard under. Easy money. All right. Easy money.
All right. Well, either way, the only other real trailer, I didn't see any, like, big reaction or whatever else, but they keep pumping out Halo trailers. It looks good.
It
looks like they put in some work. Apparently, I did see some stuff that it's really the first part of like all of the Halo stuff that isn't a part of like the continuity of the video games. Like, the video games all follow one string of continuity, right? Like, they all play into each other. This series is not a part of that. So I don't know what I feel about that.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they're taking it, because it's supposed to be Master Chief, like the Master Chief. Yeah. So, like, we'll see. Like,
I will say,
they say he does take off his helmet too.
Yeah, yeah. I got bored yesterday and actually downloaded or played the cloud gaming Halo Infinite or whatever.
Man,
else.
It's good, bro.
Dude, I had to turn it off because I couldn't even get past the first portion. Like, I can't video game anymore. I can't video game.
Don't download that Elden Ring. Then I'll tell you that right now.
I'm an embarrassment. I literally just quit. I just said I'll come back to this later. But I just died 6 times in the same same area, and I can't handle this. I can't take this the way you go right now.
Did you forget how to strafe, motherfucker?
Like, it was just ugly. So I haven't played a video game in years, and that's what happens.
It's a good game.
You said Elden Ring. Apparently, somebody speed run
in an hour. Elden Ring.
It was like it was like 39 minutes. Yeah, it was like under 40 minutes.
Under an hour. That's fucking insane. That is fucking insane.
Who are these people?
I've spent now 3 nights not even doing anything, just grinding runes to level up my fucking guy in order to beat that fucking dude on a horse right at the front when he fucking when we start the game. I finally beat that motherfucker last night. Like, last night I finally beat it. And, like, we're talking mad YouTube searching for how to find fucking a better staff, how to fucking level up my fucking what stats I should put everything in. Like if it wasn't for YouTube, I feel like there'd just be millions of people just, like, wandering this world dying left and right. It is so difficult. But, like, honestly, as I'm walking up to this fucking giant dude on a fucking horse for the fucking 110th time, and I'm trying to dodge his, like, big, like, axe swing attacks, I do find myself, like, as I'm dodging and rolling and watching the axe come swinging by, being all like, holy shit, that looks beautiful. Like it's so clear. Like you could see all the intricate fucking lines on the blade design and everything, and it comes swinging through in, like, such clarity in the FPS. Like, it's not a blur of an axe. Like, I see this dude's armor, and, like that's the only thing that stops me from, like, chucking controllers at my fucking wall is because, like, I do have, like, a great appreciation for how well this game was designed and made. Like, there's just no fucking easy mode, bro. like when you played that Star Wars game, it's like they had easy, medium, and hard, and then they had, like, story mode, and it's like, hey, bro, you don't want to fight. You just want to walk through this game and watch the story like it's a movie. Here's the level for you. You know what I mean? Like one shot every boss, one shot everything. You just want the cutscenes? We're going to give you a mode to play for just the cutscenes. Like, I'm not even asking for, like, that kind of easy. But, man, like, they need to nerf something in this motherfucker. I don't know how I'm going to fight. Like, I would be walking past giant dragons all the time. Like, yeah, nope. Nope, ain't ready. not gonna happen. Not gonna happen this week, guys.
All right. Well, while we're talking all kinds of video games now, let's talk one last little piece of entertainment news. We've got Overwatch 2 beta. It looks like it's coming in April. Right now, they're doing the alpha test, which is just for, like, employees and stuff, and then they're gonna run the beta in April for their next Overwatch 2. Well, you know, PvP.
And they released that they're gonna have a couple different modes. That it's going to be 5v5, a lot of it. I don't know if it's all 5v5.
Yeah, they said 6. Yeah, they said there's both 6, yeah. 6-6 and 5v5.
Yeah, so I don't know what research they did to know they needed a 5v5. this is I don't think a lot of this is just Blizzard trying to change the narrative.
I thought it was a done deal. I thought we talked about this a while ago, and they said they were taking a break and pushing everything back to 2023, and then now they're running the beta in April, and it's got a lot of people speculating that, oh, well, maybe the game does come out in 2022.
Well, Overwatch fans probably are not. Pissed. Like, I'm an Overwatch fan, and, like, it's been forever waiting for two, and, like,
that's what I went to when Overwatch 1
came
Halo.
Out like 6 years ago. You know, like,
yeah. That's what I went to when I quit on Halo. I turned on Overwatch and I just played a couple of rounds of that, and I said, this is way less stressful. I'm okay.
Man, is Overwatch cross-platform? Man, you got to hit me up. You got to hit me. Like, when you come out of the cave and play a fucking video game, you got to send a party invite, bro. Well, then, yeah, I don't know what time it is when you'd be sending me a party invite. So maybe call first, send a text message. No, I'm hoping that they get run through this beta and get it released sometime this summer. I think they're going to miss an opportunity to carry on the franchise. You know, people are getting tired of grinding that first game. They need to step up with something.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move into some tech news here. And the first one is probably my favorite story of the week. So you got to lead with it because LimeWire is back. And
as if you didn't feel dirty enough dealing with crypto.
I just love it, right? Like, I'm pretty sure we just, like, last week, man, or the week before, you made the analogy of crypto and NFTs is like the same as Napster. So you just don't know which one's going to screw you and give you.
I said that. I was like, I think crypto was inspired by LimeWire with file sharing and, you know, like, I was like, I think this kind of like laid the groundwork for blockchain as a whole, you know, and yeah, here we go. LimeWire plans to release a crypto and NFT marketplace. And like, I just,
yeah. So there, apparently it's an Australian, like the CEO and the people who actually did LimeWire, when they got shut down, they actually had to pay like $100-something million settlement to music studios, which they did pay. And like the CEOs and the people who were behind LimeWire, like they're still around down in Australia. And they just said that they're going to take pretty much a brand and name that everybody knows as and try to go like mainstream with NFTs, and they're going to launch an NFT platform. Who knows if they're going to do like a token or whatever else. I know I joined the LimeWire.
I sent them my email. They can have my email.
I joined the LimeWire waiting list because there's a rumor that they might drop a token, and you just sometimes got to sign up because that's how maybe you get inside news. Maybe that's how you get an airdrop. You never know. So yeah, they can have my email. They already ruined five computers of mine. So they can have one email address.
Do they not know though, like what the name LimeWire is associated with? Like, yes, it's a known name and has name recognition, but it's like, be like naming like this thing you invented syphilis. Like it doesn't. When you hear the name, it doesn't bring trustworthy thoughts.
I disagree. I think it's more like naming it after the girl who gave you syphilis. Now, once you get that shit cleared and some time has passed, you can look back at that nostalgically. Like you can get back to thinking like, ooh, I wonder where she's at. And that's what's going on here with LimeWire. And in the end, like I said, they're trying to do it mainstream. So they're launching this marketplace. They've said that this marketplace, it'll be closer to like, for any NFT nerds, like Nifty Gateway, where you can purchase NFTs and store your NFTs in your digital wallet, but using all US dollars. You don't have to go buy Ethereum first, whatever else. Like, they will have a way for you to do it with a credit card or with US dollars. When you shop for NFTs, it's going to tell you what that dollar value is, not 0.01 ETH or whatever the hell's going on with that. So they're doing it to where they're trying to break NFTs, use a name that kind of mainstream people understand. They have at least heard of LimeWire for the most part, and then sell it to people through kind of mainstream tactics.
I couldn't get your analogy out of my head because like the logic behind it actually truly like does stand, because you got a girl, she gives you crabs, comes back a couple months later like, hey, I'm back. And you're like, hey, bitch, you gave me crabs. And she's like, no, I'm clean. I'm good. Every dude's hitting it again. every dude's giving that email. Like every dude, like, you should know better, but you know,
enough time passes.
Take a shot. I'll take a shot. Take the risk. You take the risk.
Like I said, all those infected computers, those are all gone. They're those days are past.
The first NFT that gets rug pulled on LimeWire, though, it's gonna be like, I should have known. I should have known. Fucking computer aids. God damn it.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I don't know if I'll actually use the service.
What if their crypto token was AIDS?
I would hope that they know better.
I'm all in. I'm all in if the fucking LimeWire tokens, AIDS. I'm all in, bro. I'm selling every coin I own and going hard, hard in for AIDS.
All right. Well, either way, if you've been thinking about doing NFTs for a while and just didn't feel like figuring out all the weirdness to get wallets and Ethereum, maybe LimeWire is going to be that bridge to help. So either way, I love it. I love the LimeWire back. I love
it. No one between the ages of 18 and 27 knows what the fuck LimeWire is anyways. Like,
yeah, but they already got their MetaMask. Like, those are the people you're worried about, right? Like
This
those are the degens out there already throwing every money they've got into NFTs.
This is directed solely at people like us, man. Like, solely at people like us. Nobody in college right now. Like, a torrent? What's a torrent? Like, they don't give a shit about none of this. Everything's been free their entire life.
All right, but let's move to the Earn It Act story here. So we've got just a quick update. This is something that I'm pretty sure we talk about once every 6 months as it continues to just
the headline of the bill, the headline of the article is the Earn It Act, the bill you've never heard of that's going to destroy the internet. It's like, bitch, we've been screaming from the mountains.
We've been talking about this for 3 years now.
We've been screaming from the mountains.
But quick recap, Earn It Act was a bill that was initially started during Trump's presidency. It is there to save the children. Essentially, it's going after Section 230 of the different whatever internet policies that allows Facebook and them to not have to oblige to certain federal requirements like mandatory reporting and being responsible for the content that people share, right? So the Earn It Act, right? The senators and people that who put this together say that, well, Facebook should be responsible if a pedophile sends messages to children or shares child pornography or whatever else through private messages in Facebook. Facebook should be reading those messages and they should be reporting that. Like, that's just smart online safety. The internet community has largely gone against this. This would open up a can of worms, and we've talked about it in the past. Like, yeah, sure, you say it's to save the children, and this isn't in any way an endorsement of bad acts against children. This is just saying this is a slippery slope of you allow this, then you're also going to do this for any other illicit transactions or things that that the government just wants to look like. There's no stopping it once you end this provision.
Yeah, that's the one thing we know about government is you give them power, they never let it go. They never give it up. The minute you cross that line, there's no walking it back. And this is a very dangerous line, you know, when it comes to privacy. And it's frustrating at times that people can't see past the, I don't want to call it propaganda. It's not really propaganda, but like the narrative that they're pushing, like the save the kids narrative, and show people how it could affect multiple aspects of your life. Just as we talk about, you know, with the banking system shutting down, you know, Russian accounts and stuff like that, that this is a dangerous premise when a company can just unilaterally decide you're the bad guy today and take away every tool you need to survive in life. You know, this is another one of those things. Like, we want to catch the bad guys, but what cost are we willing to sacrifice in order to try to catch all the bad guys?
Yeah, and clearly, I mean, there's been enough pushback on this over the years. That's why 2.5 years later, this bill has not passed. It actually hasn't even gone to a full vote.
I was going
to
say, it hasn't even hit the floor, thank God.
The reason why we're talking about it again today is because it just recently passed the Judiciary Committee review. So,
we got a
significant review.
We're coming out of COVID. We got a war in Ukraine, and everyone's like, hey, why don't we slide this motherfucking bill across the table right quick and get a couple people to sign it? Like, everybody's looking over there. Let's get this fucking through, you know. And I hope to God that's not what ends up happening while the whole world is fucking distracted.
Yeah. So I didn't see anywhere on this article when it's actually up for a debate over on, Congress floor or anything else, but we know it's heading that direction. It's now passed the judiciary review, so it is a formal bill, ready to be voted, ready to be heard, and hopefully gets enough pushback and kind of saves the protections that the internet kind of needs for privacy, because this will blow up all internet privacy.
This sounds like a Rand Paul thing. Like every once in a while, dude comes out of his fucking hobbit hole to do something decent for the American people. I hope this is one of those occasions where his libertarian ass just comes out, you know, fucking
and just stands at just shouting at everybody.
takes the boot off the throat of his neighbor just to come help the fucking country out.
All right, let's keep moving forward. We've got a story here from hacking organizations that have said that they've identified that Chinese-backed hackers have breached at least 6 U.S. states, and they say at least because they assume that it's probably closer to 18. So there was one system. This is a Windows.net system called USA Herd, which is like an agriculture system that there was an exploit found. The reason why they assume that it's higher than 6 is they have found that this APT-41 hacking cell, which has been credited back to China many times over, they have hacked at least 6, but there are 18 different states that actually use that same system. So the assumption is that all 18 have been affected and have been hacked, but the evidence isn't there yet to confirm that.
With everything going on in the world, this just feels like a soft test, hey, we're gonna test out a few things, and that's the one thing that scares me is with us trying to figure out ways to back Ukraine, that China is going to try to figure out ways to back Russia, and this is going to be their go-to, especially in Russia too. You know, Russia's got fucking Sergey with a fucking inch and a half long ash hanging from a cigarette trying to fuck up the world too. I honestly feel that, you know, as we focus more on trying to give Ukraine aid, we're going to see hacks coming through like fucking crazy.
Yeah, and this one dates back to I think it dates back to May 2021, so it's obviously just like all of these type of exploits.
Yeah, they come out
they're normally found and then exploited for a while before we ever hear about it.
So that just makes you think, like, what are they actually doing right now with some incentive? You know, like, they were just fucking around back then to see if they could. Now they know they can, and we have global conflict going on. So don't click them links, y'all. Don't click them links.
we'll just have to, I don't know, shore up our defense and hope that Anonymous is still out there working. I don't know if you saw there was
If you have a job working at a company that is integral to the United States infrastructure, do not click that link, man.
Like, yeah, never click link.
Fuck.
But no, Anonymous hacked more Russian media outlets and Russian things. I think they released something like 160,000 documents that were trying to conceal from the Russian public. But Anonymous isn't
like a government-backed anything. Like, it's a bunch of randos. You know, it's a group of randos.
Maybe.
It's like the NATO of internet hackers.
That's what the cyber department of the CIA would say, too.
I don't know. I think we're giving the CIA too much credit. These are also the ones that when 18 Saudis were taking flight lessons and none of them learned how to land, couldn't put two and two together. Okay, these we're talking about the same organizations.
Not touching it. Let's move on to the little bit of some robot news we've got here this week. I'll start with the first one, which is a real gem. I don't even know how this ended up on my news feed, but I found it impossible to not send to you. And that's that apparently some man credits that he had an affair with his AI girlfriend and it saved his marriage.
Of course a woman would call that an affair.
But yeah, apparently there's some chat bot that he fell deeply in love with, and somehow some weird twisted way he found that the chatbot was just so giving and never demanded anything of him that he felt that that was what saved his marriage, because then he wanted to be that for his wife, and he became a more generous person. It's like, that's
not a thing.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
They don't really talk about, you know, the wife in this at all, but like, if your emotions are so fragile that a goddamn algorithm can bring you from the depths of marital depression, like, I don't think you're the whole problem, bro. I don't think this all falls on you.
But you are a problem.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just an absolutely weird article. That's all I care to say on it.
I mean, anybody that's been through couples counseling, it's a lot cheaper to go to that AI, though. That dude just saved himself thousands of dollars.
It's very true.
Who creates these AIs? Like, where do you go to find your AI mistress?
I guess there's a pretty well known chatbot that you can program on how you want it to respond and everything else. And that's what he used.
Would you call her a chat thought?
I know. People can't see me, but I hope in that silence you could hear my disappointed head shake at that joke. I hope that that's the case.
Oh, I just had that like State Farm commercial pop in my head. She sounds hideous. this story is just the first layer of an onion that I'm sure goes really deep into some just horrible marital depression. I think all this says is that it's time to split the assets, guys. It's time to split the assets. I mean, it's good for him that an algorithm made him do some self-reflection, and
I guess,
you know,
yeah,
but the wife that says like, there's a huge debate on whether, like, confiding in another woman about your marital problems is, like, an emotional affair. Like, everyone calls it, like, an emotional affair now. Like, there's not even a human involved in this. Like, there's no human. Like, you know, so, like, are you cheating on your wife when you use a fleshlight? Like, is that where we're going now? Like, is that the route we're gonna go on? Is that, like, any kind of assistance in any aspect? Like, I don't understand how this is a thing.
Me neither. I don't want to talk about this anymore. You're having too much fun over there.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm fascinated about this dude's life.
All right, let's just talk one more little robot story. And this is really just a segue for me to ask, why has this not happened sooner? And Kawasaki has now made, you know, like the spot robot, the four-legged with the knee joints that point the wrong way type robot. Well, Kawasaki, he just made a larger one that for some reason they put a goat head on.
Don't ask me.
But they made it large enough for people to ride on. So now you can ride a robotic goat. And like, why has this not been a thing already? You have these spot robots. Why has there not been a spot horse yet?
Yeah, or a spot mule? I'm staring at it and it's like, it's big, man. It's big. Like that doesn't even resemble a true goat size in my head. Like you could have elongated the neck and made it a robotic llama. Like, it's so giant. But of course, like, human intuition tells you just make the horse. Make the horse. We're debuting our first robotic emu today. Like, emus, y'all. And it's even got like that LED ghost goat beard.
No, it looks ridiculous.
And what the fuck is the function of those horns? Like, why? Like, it's got to be a hazard of some sort. Like, it can't, that those horns on that thing can't benefit this robot. And, you know, like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But if you rolled this up to my house right now, riding it to work.
You come riding up to my house on this fucking thing. I am pushing you off. And I am like, ooh, my turn. My turn.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, I don't understand a lot of the choices they made. But I also don't understand why it took this long before somebody was unveiling the rideable
2026 robotic goat polo league, bro. I'm about it. I'm so about it.
That's what the horns are for.
Yes. No need for reins.
Yeah.
Now somebody's getting impaled on that thing. Robotic goat kills man.
All right, we got a couple more topics here. We'll jump into a little bit of space talk. First one, we talked about it in previous weeks about Starlink internet and their decision and use to float satellites over Ukraine, get them the receivers that they needed in order to actually use the internet down in Ukraine while being war torn and everything else. Well, now what we get is it's been quite successful, and we get U.S. generals and military people talking publicly about, no, this was a great demonstration of how enduring and capable these satellite constellations are, even in war-torn situations where, like, they have well documented the fact that Russia has been trying to jam these internet signals. They've been trying to kill the internet signal. Fucking Elon still prevails. His internet still gets to him because there's too, the constellation system is just too strong and too broad. And it provides that broadband internet and high-speed internet down to it. We talked a year ago already about Air Force tested it while in flight over a transatlantic flight, and they were able to still gain 800 megabytes per second speed of secure internet through Starlink in Air Force flights. So U.S. generals are saying, like, nope, this is an unfortunate time, but it's also a good test of capabilities that the U.S. military might want to look into.
I mean, it's so, like, this situation you got to feel is like a great beta for Elon, right? Like, he's doing some good. He's trying to help out. But in the long run, like, they do benefit from this, right? Like,
oh, 100%. Like,
this is like nasty proof of stake right here. And, like, I honestly, if this does work really well for Ukraine and stuff, I think that maybe as a country, we should kind of back this and try to ramp it a little faster to secure our own, you know, capabilities and things like that. Like, we got alleged Chinese satellites hucking shit at the moon. You know, like I think we can safely say that maybe we shouldn't rely on just our satellites, you know, existing satellites now as we approach, you know, fucking whatever DEFCON number we have at just as we near World War fucking III. Like, maybe we should say, hey, Elon, like, it's really working good. Hey, here's another billion. Why don't you shoot up some more rockets? Double the rocket speed, buddy. Like let's get these things up and running.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I do think there's in the background, like I said, we already know that the Air Force tested it in flight. There's already documented cases of the DOD stating that the Army is already testing certain systems with Starlink. So we know that the DOD is a part of the testing. So there's already, I'm sure there's already DOD money earmarked and discussions being had about how to integrate Starlink and how Starlink can deliver, like, the secure side of military internet in wherever the world the DOD goes.
No, I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time. We've been all gung-ho for it. So, like, it's I just think if it does work that good, especially as we're in a global conflict, that maybe we should just shore up our communications, our internet. Yeah. Yeah, like it, as we said, like, what's the first thing I think China and Russia are going to do to kind of fuck with us that won't just suck everybody into a World War III? And it's going to be hacked the fuck out of us. It's going to be hacked the fuck out of us. So I just think that, yeah, we should probably ramp this up. And it's not like Elon hasn't taken government money and done good with it in the past. You know, like, he's got a good track record of paying the government back and using it for good, and fucking ramp this up. While we're in space, I did, this is not official news. This is more rumor mill, and I know we like to end the show on a higher, on a better topic, so I want to get this out now. But they're really floating around the fact that right now in the space station, we have Russians and United States astronauts trapped in space together in a fucking space station. And we used Russian rockets to bring those astronauts to the space station. They were, or at least they're supposed to get a ride home from Russia. And
yeah,
like, man, there's a lot of opinion right now that, like, nope, like that Uber is not going to pick them up. Like, they do not have the rider rating needed to get a ride home.
Like, that's 100. I haven't thought about that.
Well, there's articles like now absolutely. Russia has come out and said, we will not leave your astronauts stranded. Yeah, you also said you weren't going to invade Ukraine. Yeah.
You've said a lot of things, Russia.
You say things we don't believe all the time. So, like, how fucked up would that be, man? Like, how fucked up would that be if, like... Like, you just got, like, two astronauts floating in a space station, two American astronauts floating in a space station by themselves, like, Mom, I need a ride. Like, I don't know how this space... And, of course, who are we going to turn to save it?
I know, Elon.
Who are we going to turn to?
He's already got the infrastructure to do it. He just say, hey, give me 30 days. give me 30 days. I'll get him. I got him.
Somebody protect this man. Like, I know he gets a lot of hate and stuff, but, like, at this point, I can't imagine a world without Elon right now, because shit would be a lot worse. Gas prices going to $6 a gallon. Anybody that backed fucking his car company is really fucking loving that dude right now. I just, yeah, like, well, just the concept that this could be a thing is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, well, I was trying to pull up an article. I saw a headline somewhere and I should have read it, but I didn't, and I feel bad. But apparently, you're talking about protecting Elon. Apparently, Elon challenged Putin to a duel of single combat in order to end this Ukraine conflict. So, like, Elon...
Fuck yes.
I mean, no, that's not a... Well, first, that's not a fuck yes. For all that Elon is crazy enough
to take his shirt off and take him on it.
That's what I'm saying. For all the things that Elon is, what he's not is an ex-KGB agent, and he's not going to come out well in this.
Man, you don't know what he does on his spare time, bro. He's talked to Rogan about jujitsu and all kinds of stuff. Like if this is how it's all got to go down, man, I'm here for it. Put it on pay-per-view.
If it's a challenge, single combat determines it, and we're supposed to, I guess, what, assume that if Elon beats Putin, he stops. So what happens if Elon beats, or if Elon loses to Putin? What are you saying that you're okay with
people in
Putin
Ukraine
getting
gonna
what
be
he
mad?
Wants?
People in Ukraine gonna be mad. That's why I'm backing Elon. I don't know if that Ukrainian down the street has got much faith in him, but I got no pony in this game. It would be funny if that's like how we reverted back to solving global conflicts now. Like, we're not gonna toy around with nuclear war. That's too scary. Let's get your best dude, and I'll get my best dude. We'll put it on TV. This is how we'll decide it.
So yeah. So there you go. Yeah, on Twitter, he just tweeted out yesterday saying that he hereby challenges Putin to single combat, and the stakes are Ukraine. And then he asked Putin if he accepts. So,
well, we could do, man, we
Elon's
could,
dead.
We could do a whole round robin of shit. You know, like we could have the USA hockey team versus the Russian hockey team. We could do a whole gamut of it. We'll do some powerlifting competitions.
We could go like, Rocky Carl Drago. We're gonna end the Cold War.
That's what I'm saying. We'll do a whole gamut of different sports. Every war from now on has like an Olympic type committee. We send our best. We duke it out. 7 events. You win 4, bro. You got back on. You got to call it off.
All right, let's get back on track here to these last couple stories. Well, The last one, really, it was just a quick story about the cost and the what they say is the unsustainable cost of the new NASA program. As you were just talking about how much, you know, the DoD should throw $1 billion to Elon to speed up the Starlink constellation. Well, the future NASA program and shuttle program, they're saying, is going to cost $4.1 billion per launch.
Which is a fuck, bro.
As it's just blown up in cost.
Them goddamn gas prices, man. You know how many gallons that thing takes?
Fair. Yeah, so this article just highlights the huge costs, and it talks about really the Starship for SpaceX, eventually one that comes online that should drastically reduce the cost by a lot, just because of how reusable it is, as well as its significantly larger payload. It should reduce the total cost, but until then, the shuttle launch system that they currently have, it's an expensive one.
Like, and that's the thing, is we see there's better options. Like, why are we still, you know what I mean? Like, why are you still set on these old ways? Like, I just don't understand. Like, we have reusable rockets. Like, Elon put all the Tesla shit out open source for everybody to use. Like, I'm sure if the United States government was like, hey, we'd like to ramp up our program, like, can we work in conjunction? Can we get some licensing so we could have some reusable rockets too? I'm sure that's a possibility. Nah. We're the fucking United States government. We're just going to keep doing out-of-date shit, old shit.
Yeah. Well, like you said, we like to end the show on a high note, and the high note we'll end it on is that it's been just shy of a year that the Ingenuity has been over on Mars, and NASA's reporting is still good as new. And that's not just the rover capability, but it's that little test drone that they put on there that really had like almost no missions for it. It was more like, will this thing fly, land, and be capable of doing anything? And in the end, they've gotten a full year out of it, taking some pictures. Ingenuity's still cruising around Mars. So good job, NASA.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of money we spend on these things, I have like a hard time praising NASA for when they get like something right. Like it's
the hell out of here.
Well, it's a horrible thing because they're the best and the brightest. They're the best and the fucking brightest. And it's like, when you fuck up, I'm shocked. Like when things don't work and it's like, yeah, like that sucks, like blah blah blah. But when the eggheads that can shoot a fucking penny, you know, onto like you can land, we're landing rockets on aircraft carriers to the dime nowadays. Like I think the expectation level with NASA should be this. Like it almost is a non-story because NASA made some shit that works. Like, am I like okay, I'm a dick. Like, fine. But like, I'm not impressed that the smartest people in the fucking world can make something that runs and works. Like, my fucking Nissan has 200,000 miles on it. Like, you're fucking NASA. Like, should I really be that impressed that we're getting mileage out of your rover?
You're the worst. I say we were ending on a good note. You just shit on everything.
I'm just saying, like I'm happy for them, but like, I'm not giving you a pat on the back. Like, hey, our rover lasted a little bit longer than we expected. It's getting some good shit. Cool, guys. Good job.
I'll give you a pat on the back.
Good job.
You built a rover.
Way to not waste my tax dollars.
And a rotary, you know, helicopter drone to fly in an environment that you were only just basing off of models and no actual data.
My 7-year-old has a drone.
And it still
my
works.
My 7-year-old has a drone, bro. like where's the bar that you're setting?
And you want to get Neil deGrasse Tyson on this show. He's never coming.
Maybe come on to yell at me.
Remember that time when he told you it was easy to book him on a show?
Yeah, I know. I do remember that
lies.
Time. And honestly, at this point, I'm just like, I really got bad vibes from him, man. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, he was not... like the fact that he just really didn't even want to call on me, like when he called on me, it was the last question. He just gave me the like, fine. Like, paid $600 to sit here with you. I just want to ask you one question. Like, okay, I didn't get the good picture, the one-on-one picture. I got a shitty group picture with masks. You know, like, fucking, this is not the experience that I wanted to. And all I want to do is ask you a fucking question. And I got the fucking, like, annoyed mom. Like, I was, like, the whole time I was at the show, I'm just going, mom, 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 mom. And he's just like, what, kid? What? And then I had a thoughtful question that I thought about for fucking days to ask this dude. What am I gonna ask this dude? And he just shit all over it. Space isn't about privatization. It's about military. We wouldn't give a fuck about it if we couldn't go up there and kill things. I was like, damn, bro. Like, what did I do to you? Like, he was so nice to all the little kids. And then, like, some adult nerd just wants to fucking have his attention for 3 fucking minutes. It's like, fuck y'all.
It's because you wore a t-shirt with his face on it, and you made him sit there and stare at it.
It was a Mike Tyson punch-out crossover Neil deGrasse Tyson shirt. It's beautiful. It's glorious. It's glorious. And he made sure to point out that it wasn't licensed.
I was going to say, but he didn't get his payday.
I didn't make the shirt. Right. I didn't make the shirt, Neil. I just wore it, bro. Fuck.
Oh. All right. That's a week of news. Ending on a high note. And as always, like us, follow us on Twitter, do the things.
Do the things. And, like seriously, though, this time, like, I'm really going to plead, like, please share the show. I meet customers all the time, and I tell them I have a podcast every once in a while, and, like, I'll go back for another job, and it's like, hey, man, I checked out your podcast. It's actually, it's not that bad. It's pretty good. And, like, I'm like, yeah. I know, we're almost on episode 200. We've been doing it.
We've been doing it for a while. I think next week is 3 years, right? 4 years?
It's how close. Long
have we been doing this?
Yeah, close.
Yeah, next week is an anniversary.
But I just like if I got to grow this podcast one electrical job at a time, like we're moving at a very slow crawl here. So do those things, man. If you're listening right now, you made it to the very end. You're a fucking soldier. Hit that share button. Copy that link. Post it on your Facebook page. Tell somebody else that all they do is talk about nerd movies and shit. Tell them to listen to the show. I really implore you, like, because it is nice when people in the group are like, hey, thanks for, like, you know, thanks for sharing that article. I really like the thing you guys talked about last week. And it's like, oh, yeah, people do listen to us. Like, a lot of times I feel like we're just talking into the void. And then every once in a while, someone reminds us, like, no, you're talking to me. And it's like, oh, yeah, you, that one guy.
Ending on a high note. Talk to you next week, nerds. See ya.